Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning here on a Monday at 8:48 in the morning. Now, three big things.
Three.
President Trump will tour damage from Hurricane Michael today. Death toll stands at 18.
Two.
New director looks to grow the Kansas State Fair. Robin Jennison wants to overcome any challenges.
One.
National Weather Service reports 0.7 inches of snow, the earliest measurable snowfall in Wichita's history. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And as we take a look at the traffic update here on the Monday morning commute, everything's going pretty well right now. Looks like some of that slow-moving traffic up north is now running smoothly at this hour. Only slowdown we're really seeing is still out west. West Kellogg and I-235 in the construction area, but otherwise, smooth going right now. Traffic update with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Partly cloudy with a high of 48 degrees today. Clear with widespread frost tonight, the overnight low 31. Mostly sunny Tuesday, tomorrow's high up to 62, so it's going to warm up a bit tomorrow, Ted. Partly cloudy now. North wind is 14 miles per hour and 32 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch. Don't forget to shop for your favorite bourbon lovers this Christmas at The Monarch. T-shirts, glassware, gift cards, and more available for purchase this holiday season. The Monarch in Delano. 8:49 now, Steve and Ted. Hey, coming up on the Glenn Beck program, 9 o'clock at the top of the hour here. He's going to talk about President Trump sitting down with 60 Minutes. Also, a guest this morning, Dr. James Lindsay, author of Life in Light of Death. The Glenn Beck program coming up at 9 o'clock this morning with Steve and Ted. October 15th, on this date in 1976, the first debate of its kind between vice presidential nominees, Democrat Walter F. Mondale and Republican Bob Dole, faced off in Houston. Of course, Bob Dole from Russell, Kansas, a native of Kansas. Hungary's solution to the problem of homelessness appears to be to ban the homeless. A constitutional amendment that prohibits people from living in public areas takes effect today in Hungary. The revision empowers police to issue warnings to anyone seen living out in the streets. Penalties for homeless people who receive four warnings within 90 days include jail time or up to 6 months in a public works program. The Seventh Amendment to the Basic Law, as Hungary's constitution is now called, was passed by lawmakers in June. Along with cracking down on the homeless, it includes articles meant to protect Hungary's Christian culture and greatly limit the chances of refugees receiving asylum. There you go. Hungary, dealing with the homeless.
Dealing with them, yeah.
Just outlaw them. Anyway, they'll go away.
Mm.
Well, Halloween is near. Have you ever seen a ghost? That's the question. The Steve and Ted poll on our webpage, knssradio.com. And so far, yes, 21% of the people who took the poll said they have seen a ghost. No, 79%. So one in five are saying, yeah, I've seen a ghost or vision or whatever, an apparition. You can go to the webpage, knssradio.com, take the poll. We need to have Bill Roy take that poll. I bet he has a good answer for that one. 8:51 now. Steve and Ted, executive changes at Textron. Editor Bill Roy with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Scott Ernest out at CEO of Textron Aviation, parent company Textron, saying Ernest will become president and CEO of Textron's industrial segment and Textron's specialized vehicles. Ron Draper's been promoted to take Ernest's place. He's been with Textron since 1999, has led manufacturing operations for Textron Aviation. He is Senior Vice President of Integrated Supply Chain. The company that's putting a call center into the Union Station complex will have to wait a bit longer to move in. Van Uhl will now have to move into its new space in March. The company has about 500 employees working at a temporary location in the 7200 block of East Harry. Van Uhl originally hoped to have its Union Station operations up and running this summer. Just got an email from the folks at Cracker Barrel. You know, there's a Cracker Barrel going in at Kellogg and Ridge. Well, they say they want to share that their official opening date for Wichita's new Cracker Barrel location, Monday, November 12th. The doors will open to guests at 6 a.m. There's going to be some activities before that. But once again, Cracker Barrel on the west side of Wichita, Kellogg and Ridge, that new restaurant, is going to be opening November 12th. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
You know, it's not unheard of for someone like a restaurant opening, a Cracker Barrel, to have a kind of a test run and have the media out there so we can see how they're doing things. Of course, all of it gratis. We're not going to pay for anything. But I'd love to come out and look around the see if there are some good gifts in the lobby out there. Cracker Barrel's a fun place. Whenever I'm on here in town, but as well as you're going on the road, you find a Cracker Barrel, and you're pretty well sure you're going to have a good meal and an interesting place to visit. So
those are good groceries right there.
Yeah, Cracker Barrel's a good place. How about Sears?
Check your email. There's some information on some activities before the November 12th open.
Okay. Sears, filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And, it's just, I don't know that there's any hope for that brand, you know. The name is what it is, and the people are just kind of bailing out on it.
It's a Chapter 11, and that means reorganization, so they're not giving up completely on the company. It's not a liquidation. It's a reorganization, so we'll see if they're able to emerge on the other side. We're going to be following this. Our entire company is following this, obviously, with all the markets that we are in.
Sure.
So we should have information, hopefully, on some Wichita stores and impacts. Right,
you know, to me, you'd have to rebrand the whole thing, rethink it, re-philosophize the whole thing, and make it something where you could not only come in and buy, you know, a Craftsman tool, but also order, you know, they really network on the World Wide Web, things like that.
Right.
But it's going to have to be a dramatic change to keep it going.
I think so. I think one of the main things was, of course, the Kmart brand dragged them down, I think, quite a bit. Yep. But also, online sales. They've got to have a vibrant online sales deal.
Hey, today is National Grouch Day.
wait.
Yeah. Today
National Steve McIntosh Day?
You guys accuse me of being grumpy, cantankerous, even surly now and then. But I just think you're both full of hooey. I mean, I'm one of the most pleasant people you could ever meet.
Yep, that's what a grouch would say.
Fine.
One of the most pleasant persons you would ever want to be around.
If someone has to tell you how pleasant they are,
then
you're most likely a grouch.
I'll tell you.
Until it comes time for that lunch ticket to
I'm
going to
say, National Grouch Day, you guys could at least offer to buy me lunch, okay? Hey, you guys, KNSS News coming up at 9 o'clock. Measurable snowfall in Wichita. That story and more news on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.